bless you this morning for your mercy and for your grace. For you are God, you are not a man. You are God from beginning to the end. You are the Lord, and that is your name. Well, bless your name. You are good, you are kind. Thank you for your goodness and for your kindness. Lord, we honor you. We bow before you, for you are God, and you are God all by yourself. You are God alone. You don't need a man to confirm your godliness. You are God, and there is no doubt about that. We honor you, Lord. Blessed be your name. Lord, I give you all the glory. We exalt you for your mercy, for your grace, for provision, for protection. Lord, you are good. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for the blessings that you have given to us, for the blessings of a new day, for the blessing of a new week. Lord, we bless your name. Thank you, Lord Jesus. We return all glory unto you. And Lord, we ask that you will bless us this day in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. Praise God. Today is Monday, the 27th of April, 2026. I want you to bless the name of the Lord for his mercy. Thank him for his goodness over your life. And I want you to stand upon the word of the Lord and declare upon your new week that in the name of Jesus, I have set the Lord always before me. Because the Lord is with me, I will not be moved. In the name of Jesus, the Lord go before me this day and make every crooked place straight. In the name of Jesus, I stand upon the word of the Lord. This week, you will yield your increase unto me. In the name of Jesus. Oh, this week, every single day that is in you, you will speak the goodness of the Lord concerning me. In the name of Jesus, Lord, today and the rest of my life, I establish the goodness. I establish your word in my life. In the name of Jesus, Lord, I stand upon your word. I declare the lines are falling unto me in pleasant places. In the name of Jesus, I raise up the standard of the Lord over this week, over this day. I declare every evil hand that is stretched towards me, I command them to wither. In the name of Jesus, every evil imagination, every evil thought that is raised against me, I pull you down. Every stronghold of the enemy around my movement today, I pull you down. In the name of Jesus, every gathering of wickedness, you are frustrated. In the name of Jesus, every imagination that is raising itself against the knowledge of Christ, I pull you down. Down in the name of Jesus, every evil word that is spoken concerning me, I cancel you by the blood of Jesus. Every evil mouth that evil proceed out of every time against me, I condemn you, I judge you, and you are condemned. Every weapon that is put together to stand against me, you will not prosper. In the name of Jesus, as I walk today, I walk under the glory and the grace of the Lord. I walk under the blessings of the Lord. In the name of Jesus, I declare this day that surely his goodness and his mercy are my portion. In the name of Jesus, as I go out today, the Lord frustrates the tokens of the wicked, and the Lord makes the diviner mad. In the name of Jesus, I arise today by the word of the Lord, and I declare, oh, I am blessed of the Lord. Anyone that blesses me is blessed. Anyone that look towards me and curse me, they are cursed already. For I carry upon me the blessings of the Lord. Oh, the provision of the Lord is given unto me this day. In the name of Jesus, I speak to you this day, this week. In the name of Jesus, you yield your increase unto me. In the name of Jesus, I cancel every evil expression, expressions of sickness, expression of infirmity, expression of evil, any evil expression that is in this day, this week, I cancel you by the blood of Jesus. I stand as an expression of the grace of God. I stand this day, this week, as an expression of the blessings of the Lord. I stand this day as an expression of the glory of the Lord. In the name of Jesus, the Lord bless me indeed. In the name of Jesus, the Lord set before me a table of his provision. I eat at the banquet of his mercy. I eat today at the table of greatness. In the name of Jesus, the Lord set the table of his provision before me, and I eat to satisfaction. in the name of Jesus. I declare today the grace of the Lord is upon me. As I go out today, my going out is blessed and my coming in is with testimonies. In the name of Jesus, the Lord lift up his countenance upon me. His blessing is upon me. The gracious hand of the Lord is upon me, upon my portion. I stretch forth my hand unto the Lord. Oh, it is the Lord that teaches my hand to make profit. Today, I make profit in the name of Jesus. Oh, it is the Lord God that teaches my hand to be blessed. Oh, my hands are blessed in the name of Jesus. I receive access to provision, access to opportunity, access to blessing, access to ideas in the name of Jesus. Oh, I am blessed indeed. Today, this week, and for the rest of my life, I enjoy angelic assistance. For he has declared concerning me, he will give his angels charge over me to keep me in all my ways. Oh, I am under the cover of the Lord Jesus. I therefore declare that my preservation is confirmed by the blood of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Beloved, let me remind you of our program that we have been announcing. The program is this week, Thursday, the 38th of April, 2026. The program is going to start by 12 noon by the grace of God. 12 noon. The theme of our program, as we'll be celebrating the grace of God on the podcast arm of the ministry, because this word for today is 6 years. The Lord has laid our feet on the journey of the seventh year. It has been the grace of God. It has been God all the way, and it will continue to be God. It is his word. He has said concerning this household that it will not be said of us that there is no bread in the house of bread. The Lord has always supplied his word unto us every morning, daily, going now for 6 years, and even going until the day we receive another direction from him. The Lord is good. So we'll be celebrating together his grace, and the theme for the program is his word. We are going to be looking at the word of the Lord during this program. You know, it's always a time of refreshing in the presence of the Lord. I want you to come and see yourself in the word of the Lord. Assess the promises of God that is meant for you in his word. The Lord bless you in the name of Jesus. Remember, our place of fellowship is at Oluwadamilare Garden beside National Open University, that is behind Tafu Arena at Yokudu Junction, Songo Eleyele Road in Ibadan here. I would love to see you as we come together to share the provision of the Lord, to share the word of the Lord. The Lord bless you in the name of Jesus. Amen. Today is Monday. I'm going to put the blessings of the Lord upon you from his word. This morning when I woke up, you know, this month of April, I told you that blessings of Monday is going to come up from every portion of the scripture. So this morning as I woke up, I actually opened to do my personal time of study. I opened the book of Psalm 31, spoke the word out. I read them out because they are words of prayer, and I felt released in my spirit to share the blessings that I have seen in this world with you. I want to encourage you as well. Read the book of Psalm 31. Read it. It has 24 verses. You can read them. Thank God for the blessings of technology. You can read, and you can even plug on your earbuds, your earphone, and you can ask your application to read it for you while you listen as you go through the day. I bless you today by the word of the Lord. I declare as you go this week that the hand of the Lord is upon your portion. The mercy of the Lord is upon your life in the name of Jesus. Your life today bear the glory of the Lord. You become an expression of God's glory. You are an expression of God's mercy in the name of Jesus. I speak the word of the Lord unto you. The Lord deliver you from the trap that the wicked has laid for you in this week. You will not walk into their trap. You will not walk into the snare of the enemy. The Lord deliver you from their trap, from the net of the wicked, in the name of Jesus. The Lord God becomes your strength. Verse 4 of Psalm 31, the scripture says, pull me out of the net that they have laid privately for me. For thou art my strength. If by any chance you have walked into the snare of the wicked, you have walked into the trap of the enemy, the Lord deliver you. The Lord pull you out in the name of Jesus. The snare is broken. Your soul has escaped in the name of Jesus. If by any chance you have walked into the net of the enemy, I say it again. The net is broken. The snare is broken for you and you have escaped. The Lord pull you out of their trap in the name of Jesus. I declare it over your life. You will not enter into the snare of infirmity. You will not enter into the snare of sickness or of diseases. You will not enter into the snare of death in the name of Jesus. The Lord will not allow you to be trapped into the hand of the wicked. As you go out today, the Lord will not allow the movement of the wicked into your portion. Your heritage is secured by the hand of the Lord. The Lord set your feet in a large place, in a wide coast of glory. Verse 8 of that Psalm 31, and have not shut me up into the hand of the enemy. You have set my feet in a wide place. The Lord set your feet in a large place, in a wide place, a place of glory. In the name of Jesus. This means that the Lord has transitioned you from the level of smallness into the greatness of His glory. In the name of Jesus, your season of smallness is over. For the Lord has set your feet upon your high places, and by His grace and provision upon you, you walk upon them. In the name of Jesus, the Lord deliver you from the hand of the wicked. Their wickedness will not be established in your week, in your day, in the name of Jesus. This week, you walk under the mercy of the Lord, under the glory of the Lord, in the name of Jesus. The Lord silenced the grave over your life, in the name of Jesus. The blood of Jesus that speaks better things concerning you, speaks better things for you. The blood of Jesus speaks preservation, speaks protection for you, speaks blessing over your life. In the name of Jesus, as you walk through this week, the Lord hide you in His pavilion, in the secret place of His presence, from the strifes of the wicked, from the arrows of the enemy. The Lord hide you under His pavilion. In the name of Jesus, the Lord arise for your help this week. The Lord work out your provision in a supernatural way. The Lord provide for you in a way that it will be a wonder for you yourself. In the name of Jesus. Oh yes, I know. This is a new term, a new semester. You need to pay school fees. I am saying it to you as He has asked me to declare over you. The Lord arise for your help this week. The Lord work out your provision in a supernatural way, in a way that is beyond your reasoning, in the name of Jesus. The Lord deliver you from appointed shame and disgrace, in the name of Jesus. The Lord God arise and defend you this day, this week, all through the days of your life, in the name of Jesus. Whoever raises their hands against you, they are raising their hands against the consuming fire, in the name of Jesus. Today, you partake of the banquet of God's provision. You partake of the provision of His mercy. You partake of the goodness of the Lord, in the name of Jesus. For the goodness of the Lord looks good on you. You are crowned with the glory. You are the land that the Lord takes care of. The eyes of the Lord is upon you always, from the beginning of the year to the end of the year. You are the plantation of the Lord. You are planted in the garden of the Lord. You are watered from His presence. You bring out fruit in and out of season. The blessings of the Lord is upon your life. The anointing of the Lord is upon your head. Your cup is not empty, for the Lord anoints your head with oil and your cup runs over. And I declare over you that surely the goodness and the mercy of the Lord follows you today and for the rest of your life, in the name of Jesus. I therefore bless you by His word, in the name of Jesus. The Lord bless you. The Lord keep you. The Lord make His face shine upon you. The Lord be gracious unto you. The gracious hand of the Lord, the gracious garments of the Lord be upon you. The Lord lift up His countenance upon you. The Lord give you peace all around you, in the name of Jesus. It is done. In Jesus' name we have prayed. Amen. Praise God. Wow, what a wonderful blessing from the Lord. I believe that this week is going to be special for you. The Lord is going to surprise you. the Lord is going to bless you abundantly. His provision is open unto you in the name of Jesus. Your pending shame and disgrace is averted. The Lord God arise and fight for you beyond your imagination. It is well with you. Let me remind you of the coming of the Lord Jesus. Remember, the Lord is coming. Prepare for his coming. The Lord bless you in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you and God bless you. Have a wonderful day and have a blessed week.